Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. This podcast episode is in the memory of Dr. Gary Cohen. Dr. Cohen passed away while visiting his brother and father in Surfside, Florida, and was staying in the condo building that collapsed. Dr. Cohen is a physical medicine and rehabilitation physician at the Tuscaloosa, Alabama VA Medical Center. As many of my listeners know, I completed my physical medicine and residency training in Alabama, and I had the honor to meet Dr. Cohen. And one of the first things he said to me when I first arrived in Alabama was that if I like TBI, go into TBI. And, well, the rest is history. So, question for today's podcast. Can anesthesia help improve someone's function who sustained a traumatic brain injury? Answer. This is a great question. Even kind of puzzled me. It's something new that's coming out recently that I had not yet heard about. But in fact, xenon, which is a gas commonly used in anesthesia, has been found when tested in mice to help long-term outcomes. How does this work? How can a gas do this? Well, it's been found that it helps inhibit NMDA receptors in the brain and therefore help decrease inflammation in the brain, which can then reduce the amount of injury to brain cells such as neurons. Over time, they were tracking this in mice, being that 20 months of a mouse life is equal to a person in their 80s. And they were able to see that long-term function improved in mice that received xenon gas after they were inflicted with a traumatic brain injury. The xenon gas was given within 3 hours of the traumatic brain injury. So in animal studies, it seems as if that anesthesia, specifically xenon gas, can really help improve someone in the future. Alternatively, while doing research to answer this question properly, there have been research studies which try to compare patients who have received anesthesia and are now waking up from anesthesia and trying to correlate that with someone who wakes up from a coma. The studies did baseline cognition thinking skills tests before the anesthesia and after the anesthesia, and also was able to record electrical signals through EEG during all this. It was determined that the frontal lobe seems to be the first part of the brain that wakes up after anesthesia. The frontal lobe is often known for executive functioning. A person uses their frontal lobe to regulate their behaviors, their attitudes, their opinions. Therefore, there might be some sort of correlation because we know that a person emerges from the coma into a Rancho Level 4 state where they're highly agitated, impulsive, and irritated, which, again, is regulated by the frontal lobe. Therefore, by knowing what part of the brain may, quote-unquote, wake up first through studying anesthesia, one could then technically perform therapy specifically for the part of the brain that is understood to wake up first. In conclusion, it seems anesthesia can play the role in helping understand traumatic brain injury in two ways, both treatment, using xenon to decrease inflammation and prevent future brain injury after the initial insult to the brain has occurred, and two, in research to help understand how a brain may wake up from anesthesia and trying to correlate that to how a brain wakes up after a TBI. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.